Hi, I'm Lamie. It's nice to meet you. You're cute. I thought I caught you staring at me a couple times. More than just a coincidence, I assumed, and then every time I caught you looking or tried to smile at you, you quickly turned your head the other way, which was pretty fucking obvious. It's okay, it was cute. I know you weren't trying to get caught, probably, but you were. And you are entirely too cute for me to ignore. So I figured I'd come introduce myself. I'm gonna cut to the chase. I could be completely misreading this, and if I am, I am so sorry. But it kind of looked like you were giving me fuck me eyes. Oh no, don't apologize. I think it's cute. Got that look in your eyes like prey that wants to be prey. Is it because of my height? Maybe my makeup? My dress? You really are cute. I knew that if I didn't come over and initiate, you'd just sit there and stare at me like a lovesick puppy all night. Oh, don't get shy on me. Or do. It's cute that you try and hide it. As if I don't already know that you were fucking me with your eyes all night. I mean, I could be wrong. But even if I was, would you really turn this down? Or do you want to pretend like you would? So that I can pursue you. Do you just want to be chased that badly? Use your size to your advantage. Lure in a big, bad wolf that just wants to corrupt you into her perfect prey. Maybe we should go see if there's an empty bedroom here. Now, are you going to take my hand and come with me? Or am I going to have to drag you there kicking and screaming? I don't think I'd have to. And by the way, if this isn't what you were looking for, you can turn me down at any point. Are you sure? I don't want you to bite off more than you can chew. Oh, I know, baby. It's just cute seeing you flustered. Knowing you want it, but too embarrassed to say it outright. Come here. This looks like it'll do. Come sit with me. I know you want me to bite right off the bat, but before I get into giving you what you want, I do need a little bit of communication more than just stutters and whimpers, okay? Good. Do you have a safe word you like to use?
We'll do that then.
I'm still gonna check in with you throughout, of course, though. The shy type like you tends to, in my experience, find it difficult to say what they really want. Whether it's crawling over you and pinning you beneath me. Or taking a step back and cooling off for a bit. Because nothing would disappoint me more than if you needed something and you didn't tell me what it was. I can guess a lot of things from how you react. For me, just looking at you, like earlier. The way you were totally fucking me with your eyes, as if it wasn't obvious. To the way you whimper and squirm when I suggest something you really like. Or how flustered you get when I get a little too close. And sometimes it's hard to tell if you're liking being prey. Or if you feel powerless in a way that doesn't make you needy. I want you to be needy for my touch, not for an escape route. Got it? Alright. So if I do something you don't like, what are you gonna say? So good for me already. Now, since we're already practicing using your words, what do you want me to do to you? Come on. Just give me a hint. I don't know how freaky you like it. I don't want to push something too far. At least not right off the bat. Come on. Tell your big bad wolf what you want. Or am I gonna have to fuck it out of you? I shouldn't have offered. I saw how much you liked me crawling on top of you earlier. You obviously like being physically overpowered. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that I am much stronger than you. Sure helps that I'm a lot taller. I intend to use that to my advantage. And you turn your head away, which just exposes your neck to me. You whimper so cutely when I kiss your neck. Do you like the feeling when I graze my teeth against your skin? Almost faking you out for a bite. Such a delicate spot right there. Do you like being bit? You won't be my little chew toy? You're allowed to say no. But I need you to tell me what you do want. Come on, baby. Give me what I want. You want to be good for me, right?
You want to make me proud of you? How much you can take? See how good I can make you feel? Then you're gonna have to do this one thing for me. Use your words and tell me how you want me to fuck you. You want me to be rougher, but you don't want me to bite you. So tell me, what does that look like for you? There you go. That wasn't so hard now, was it? Was that too gentle? Too rough? Is your face off limits? Come here. Looking dazed already. You like that little show of strength? Leaning back and pulling you up off the bed into my lap. Don't think I was that strong, huh? But you hoped I was, didn't you? Didn't you hope that I was strong enough to throw you around? Put you in whatever position I want you in. My perfect little prey. Can't believe you like being slapped around, but you don't like being bit. No, it's okay. I don't mind one bit. What prey would want to be eaten? Yeah, I figured. But even if it wasn't just being worried about hickeys, it's fine if you don't like something. Even subby masochists like you can have preferences. Oh, that one almost stung my hand a little bit. Let me kiss it better. You liking it so far? Yeah. I knew you would. So, no neck biting. What about neck squeezing? Like my hand wrapped around your throat? Like that? Yeah. Look at those little knots. I knew I wouldn't be able to get many words out of you. Maybe I'll have to fuck some into you then. I was thinking something like, Mommy. You think I could get you to say something as embarrassing as that? We'll see. What about now? You ready to call me Mommy? Do you want me to stop or do you want to be pushed? That's not gonna work, baby. I need you to look at me. Or at least nod or shake your head. Do you want me to push you? Or is that not on the table right now? Hey. Just one word. One head movement. I need to know. Do you want to be mommy's prey? Or is there something else I can do for you to make you feel good? I can spank you over it.
Sure.
First, let me taste your lips again. I love the sound of your breath hatching as I squeeze around your neck, just slightly. What's with that glassy look in your eyes? Is my boy little prey struggling to breathe? You can kiss just fine, though. So it must not really be a problem yet. Baby, you're shaking. What's wrong? Too much for you? Take a breath. Yeah, you okay? I didn't hold out for too long, did I? Now that's the enthusiastic head shake I'm looking for. Hey, you looked so cute and small on your back under me earlier. I figure I should do it again. And so powerless beneath me. I can take both your hands and pin them above your head. You only struggled a little bit. You can struggle more if that makes you needy. Like really testing how strong I am compared to you. See if you can escape. And then I get to watch the fear set in when you realize that if I really wanted to, you really couldn't get away. Of course, that's not the case here. But it makes you feel so small and powerless if it was.
What? You thought I was just gonna pin you down and make out with you? You're the one who said you wanted to be slapped around. I've done a lot more kissing than slapping, haven't I? You take it so well. Such a cute little thing. Let's get your legs up. Just enough. Just enough that I can grind into your ass. I so wish I had my strap on me. Fuck. You'd be so cute to actually thrust into. Pinned beneath me.
Could struggle all you want, and it would only make my strap go in deeper, huh? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Being pinned down and used for mommy's pleasure. Come on, baby. Use your words. Say, mommy, please. Good, Pat. You're so cute. I'm trying to turn your head away as if I can't see that embarrassment all across your face. As if I can't see your heavy breathing, those gasping breaths. As if I can't hear your whimpers every time I thrust against you. Oh god, you're fun to tease. Getting this turned on just from being slapped around a bit. It's adorable. You think you'd want to make me come? But you want to make me proud, don't you? Why don't we try it? I'll sit on your face. Make sure that I have just enough weight on you to keep you pinned to the bed. Then I can slap you. Right between your legs. Would you like that? Does my little prey want to be slapped around while mommy's on top? Let's prep these legs. Don't even bother fighting it. You know I'm stronger than you. You have the upper hand in every way imaginable. Even if you could get out of this with sheer force, or wit, or skill, I know you wouldn't want to. You love this way too much, don't you? Here, let's just pull these aside. And I'll let you show me why you deserve to be upgraded from prey to pet. You ready? If you can't breathe, tap my thigh twice. Do you understand? Good puppy. Oh, you're so eager. You want me to touch you, don't you? So cute. Nodding into my pussy and whimpering yes. What if I just kiss these thighs? You're shaking so much. Fucking quivering. Just like a scared little prey should. Oh, fuck. Your thighs are so sensitive. So fucking cute. I
You'd be just like mommy's wolf chew toy.
I could throw you around, slap you around, bite you, claim you as mine. Send you to work with my marks all over you.
You'd look so cute, all embarrassed about that. Everyone knowing exactly how you get treated in the bedroom. Everyone knowing that you're such willing prey. You're so good with your tongue. I think you've deserved some attention. You like that? Yeah. That's a good puppy. Little spanks right on these cute little prey parts. You put in so much more effort when I give you just a little bit of attention like this. You take it so well. So easy to find prey who just want to be used like this. But it's harder to find one that's such an eater. So eager to please mommy. You know, I just realized that I can hold one of your legs back. And I can still spank your ass with you on your back. Look at it jiggle. So cute. Let's do the same to the other side. So cute. Your reactions just make me want to hit you more, you know? Good thing you like it. Oh, that was a good one. You okay back there? You sure? You're so cute. Can't stop eating mommy's pussy even for a minute. You just want me to come all over your face, don't you? When I grind on your face. You're such a good little pet. Let's go back to those gentle spanks on your special little puppy parts. What? Does that hurt? But you make such cute noises when I do it. Since I'm not touching you any other way, you're gonna have to be able to come from just this. You think you can do that, baby? Think you can come just from mommy slapping it? It doesn't really matter if the prey gets to come, right? As long as you leave me satisfied. That's all that really matters. Just a little longer, okay? I'm getting close. Why you flinch every time I smack it? So delicious. Oh, fuck. Just a little more. Then maybe I'll give you enough attention to actually get you off. Oh, fuck. Just like being slapped fucking everywhere, don't you? Your face, your ass, your thighs. Right where it matters most. Oh, don't you dare fucking stop. Oh, I'm so close. fuck. Oh, heck. If I really focus on grinding on your face, I'm rubbing my pussy all over your lips and tongue. Oh, fuck. Come here. Hold still. It's fine. I'm not gonna bite you. I'm just gonna return the favor. It's sore from all the slapping. Poor little prey. I'm wet. It's close already. You really did like that. You don't need my permission to come, baby. Cute little thing like you wouldn't be able to help it. I can't blame you for that, can I? Mm.
don't squirm away from me. Let mommy clean you up. Now let me get a taste off your lips. What do you think, baby? Is that what you were imagining me doing to you? You're so obvious. And you have the audacity to act all shy and innocent. Just because you're short and you're easy to throw around doesn't mean you have to be this eager for someone to treat you like prey. But I'd be lying if I said it didn't make me want to test it. Let's get you cleaned up for real now, okay? You did very good. So proud of my little prey. See what happens when you aren't too shy to ask for what you want. I'm just saying you should do it more often. Though if you want to continue doing it with me, we might get to the point where you don't even have to use words like a human. You can just look at me and I'll know exactly what you want me to do. I'll know everything that you're too shy to repeat over and over. And I'll just do it. You're so obvious. Let's go see if the bathroom across the hall has a shower. It'll be easier to get us both cleaned up.